Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. It's a game night. The Oilers take on the San Jose Sharks. Still to come, a rather ironic this day in Oilers history, given who's in town tonight. We will tell you that Royal Pizza, Pizza Passes, and so much more, they're still making it great. You can get the new Canadian Club Pizza with ham, chicken, bacon, ranch, and fresh tomatoes. Visit royalpizza.ca. Going to have to try that one. As we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, and welcome back to the show, the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, Colin Chalk. Hi, Colin. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How about yourself?
Oh, tough one yesterday for the Golden Bears. So that was a bit of a downer. Saw bits and parts of your game on Friday. Interesting week for you guys, to say the least. So let's start there with the Bakersfield. You did get two wins out of three. You did a real good job defensively the first couple of games. Then Henderson, to their credit, roared back on you Saturday. What was your overall assessment of the weekend that was?
Yeah, I thought, defensively, like you said, we did a pretty good job. It's an area of emphasis that we've really hammered home the last few weeks. So that's good. We've been scoring some goals, averaging over three a game. And then, interesting enough, five on five weren't there as much last week. But, the power play was timely, which was good. And at this point of year, winning weeks two or three, we'll definitely be happy with that.
Right now, you guys are sixth in the Pacific Division. Is it the top seven that make the playoffs?
Yes, top seven, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, first place gets a bye, and then top seven.
Well, you're firmly in a good spot to make the playoffs. The Condors, by the way, have a record right now of 29-27, 2-2. So you're a 500 team, and you've been digging yourself out for a while. I think that's fair to say. Part of the success, you got a 34 save shutout performance from your netminder, Calvin Pickard. And is it me, or are you guys a different team when he's in between the pipes?
Yeah, we're definitely a more confident team. We're definitely a team that has a little more calmness, and he brings that. He brings that swagger, and I would say, yeah, we are a different team. So, he's definitely brought some stability back there, and it's definitely given us a chance on a nightly basis. No different than what Stu did last year.
Yeah, well, and goal, the old saying about goaltending, right? It's 70% of hockey. Unless you don't have it, then it's 100% of hockey. And so far, Pickard has a 19-9-2 record for you, 2.73 goals against average, and a 9-12. And, Stuart Skinner's up in Edmonton at 22-14-4, at 2.90 goals against average, and a 9-11 save percentage. So he's giving you good starts in goal. You're banged up front. Dylan Holloway's up back in Edmonton. He's skating, of course. He was assigned to the minors. He only got the one game in. I know that Xavier Borgo missed all three games last week. What's going on with him right now?
Just upper body, took a pretty good hit against San Jose, and he's having a hard time responding to it. So he's in daily treatments, and trying to get up and running, but he's not going to be ready for Wednesday versus Abbotsford this week. So
okay. Tied to say the least. Yeah, Borgo's got 13 goals, 31 points in 56 games. Ty Tulio, for me, a little bit of a surprise this year. Another rookie, 13 goals, 26 points in 51 games. He's been out as well?
he's been out as well. Yeah, lower body. Again, we've talked about him on a weekly basis, just about how hard he's played, and to his credit, earned everything he's gotten, and was out last weekend. Hopefully, we think we'll see. He'll skate with full tomorrow, and I think he'll be game time decision on Wednesday, or I would say a day decision on Wednesday.
Colin, what about Brad Malone? Because he's been limited to 35 games this year. Did get some games at the NHL level at the start of the season with the Edmonton Oilers, but he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he got a stick in the head there in Coachella, and he's made some progress. He's on injured ice. He's making some progress, but he's probably, I do not, he won't be available this weekend. I can't see that, okay. that happening unless, yeah, so.
All right, so you don't. Yeah, so you don't have Holloway, you don't have your captain Malone, you don't have Borgo, who's a first line player for you, and Tulio, who's worked himself up into the top nine. And, so you're down some bodies up front. Have you been playing basically 9 and 10 forwards here for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and Greg McKegg was a late scratch as well. He was injured, didn't play the last two games. Carter Savoy's been out. He's back in for a couple. He's banged up, so it's right now we're right warrior mode, and our players are really really battling. And kind of to your point, right? We dug ourselves out of believe it was at one point 12 games under 500, and I think we're playing around. We're playing mid 600s right now for since Christmas, so the guys have been playing hard, and we put ourselves in a good position here down the stretch.
Who's been stepping up for you offensively up front?
I would say Griff is playing well. He's scoring on the power play. He's playing harder. He's getting to those harder areas. I would say Raph Lavoie has been excellent on a nightly basis. Scoring, playing hard, playing the right way, taking pucks to the net. We feel like we've chatted about him on a weekly basis as well. Doing well on the power play as well. Dineen has definitely helped the power play from an offensive perspective. James Hamblin has been kind of like that two-way threat, and then Noah Philp has just really really solidified himself as a some nights a top six forward, but for sure a top nine, taking faceoffs, scoring, we had one again to bring us within one there on a 6-on-4 on Saturday night in Henderson. So he's been someone that has also been a bright spot.
Lavoie leads a team of 22 goals. Griffiths is second with 17. He's got 5 power play markers. Noah Philp is tied with Justin Bailey with 15 goals for third in goals in the American Hockey League. So you got to like that, because a couple of those guys are, in the case of Noah, he's 6'3", and Lavoie is a 6'4" guy. Defensively, you mentioned Cam Dineen. He was part of the deal for the Oilers to get Nick Bjugstad. Michael Kesselring went the other way. Kesselring had a great season for you, 13 goals in 49 games, and that's without scoring on the power play. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say that Dineen's more of a power play guy than Kesselring, despite the fact that Kesselring sniped 13 this season?
Yeah, it is, and it is fair to say that. And I say, Kessler's goals, were all even strength, and we put him on the power play there because he pushed his way in, and the power play I think improved when he was there, but I felt like he just needed more time to be able to develop. And whereas Cam is, a proven guy, more of a passer. He has a sneaky shot. He does get his shot through. It's something we're encouraging him to use more, but he's definitely help the power play. But then also, Justin Bailey and Griff, there seems like there's some a good marriage, there's some good chemistry there right now of making sure that there's that front presence there, and Bales has got a sneaky stick, he gets a touch on everything, so those guys have definitely brought their game to another level here.
The team is a little light in defense prospects right now. By the way, Markus Niemelainen is probably the first recall for Edmonton, theoretically. And I know he played all 3 games last weekend. How's he looking?
you know what? It's unfortunate because Nemo was starting to be Nemo, the Nemo that became an NHL player and being hard, but he took an unfortunate tumble into the game and didn't finish the game on Saturday night. Oh. So he did not practice today, and he will not be available on Wednesday. So, yeah, the Condors are banged up, but they are in savage mode right now. And I feel like, Bob, it feels like last year when Desharnais and Sam Marukov and Perlini and Sevier, and they just all went down one by one, and our guys just played hard and stuck together. And you know, you made the point of having some good goaltending definitely goes a long way.
So on the left side, you've got you have Denis, and he's a left shot, right? Or does he play right D?
He's playing a little bit of both, but yeah, we got Nadine that can play both left and right because we only have two right shots with Kemper and Demers.
Right, and then you got a bunch of guys like Alex Peters and Max Gilden who's come back. Those are both left shot D, and then you got another guy that can move the puck, Caldas, who's been running your first unit power play. I would assume he's been supplanted in that role by Cam Nadine. So these are guys that are basically AHL, ECHL guys, and I mean, I like Peters in the fall. I thought that, geez, he's a bigger body. Look, you know, he's a pro guy. Looks like he knows how to play a bit. And Max Gilden returning. How did he end up back with you guys? Because I know was he not there last season or the season before and played pretty well?
Yeah, season before, and he was a real bright spot. He had a great season. I just think there was too many players, and you know, Keith, great on him, because at that point we were short on the back end, and you know, Max was end up being reassigned to us, so it's definitely helped us when both Edmonton and us were going through some injuries. So, but you know, as far as Alex Peter goes, like, you know, he was excellent. You know, he was playing games for us in tough situations last year down the stretch. You know, played playoff contests. You know, obviously NHL exhibition game this year, which was excellent for him. And then I felt like he had a little bit of a downturn. But I tell you, since coming back from Fort Wayne, rebuilding his confidence, he's been an excellent player for us. I mean, he's been a big part of why our penalty kill has been above 90% since Christmas time.
Oh, those are some real good numbers there. One final one for I got to ask you about Luke Esposito. He's got 94 pims this year in 58 games. I know against Calgary, the biggest. Arguably the toughest team, certainly the biggest, and they got a good team. They got a good squad. He was animated, to say the least. This is a guy who, at 5'10" and 185 pounds, a Harvard grad, he does not back down, does he?
Oh, he plays. He plays hard. He's someone in the room when we're having a video session. And you ask him a question, he has the answer. He's totally. He's a team guy. He's all in. He knows the system. He helps the younger players. He plays hard, like you said. You never would know, you know, that. Or maybe if you'd look at him, you wouldn't think that he would be, you know, someone who would fight and hit and block shots. And he's also been a reason why our penalty kill is where it's been as well. He's been excellent.
You got Abbotsford, you mentioned, on Wednesday night, and a home and home against San Jose this weekend.
Yep, that's what we got coming up. So it'll be just like you guys, it just keeps on coming.
All right, well, best of luck, Colin. Thank you for joining us here in Oilers Now.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on, Bob. You as well.
You bet. That is Bakersfield Condors head coach Colin Chalk. The Condors in action Wednesday night against Abbotsford. That's the Vancouver Canucks farm team. And then the Oilers farm team, Bakersfield, has a home and home with San Jose, who reassigned William Eklund back to their AHL affiliate. When we return on Oilers Now, we'll do a reset in terms of sort of the projected lineup tonight for the Edmonton Oilers, and we'll get to a timely this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. It is 1:49 at Edmonton.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. It's 1:52 in Edmonton. The Oilers and the San Jose Sharks. Jack Campbell against James Reimer, two former Maple Leaf netminders, will be the goaltending matchup. James Reimer, remember when Toronto blew the 4-1 lead in Boston in Game 7 of that series back in 2013. And then the Bruins ended up, I think it was Bergeron scored in overtime. Reimer was the goalie for the Leafs at that time. He's now 35 years of age, former Red Deer Rebel. And Jack Campbell, 31 years of age. Campbell, 17-9-4, 3.59 goals against average, .882. Reimer's at .895. He is a pending UFA. The Oilers in morning skate today, McDavid with Kane and Hyman, Drysdale, RNH, and Yamamoto, Bukestad, Janmark, and Fogel, Shore, and Koskinen. Ekholm with Bouchard, Nurse, and CeCe. It was Kulak. First couple of rotations through looked like Broberg, and Desharnais had an extended conversation with Jay Woodcroft as well. Oilers might be trying to keep, Philip Broberg in the mix here. Chance he plays. Oilers number one in the league in goals for, 3.91 per game. Number one in power play goals at 3.15. They've won five straight against San Jose, including 7-1 earlier this season. The Sharks 30th in the league in goals against. As we go to List A in Oilers history for New West Travel, fly private charter to a five-day golf getaway to Pinehurst, North Carolina in October. Details at newwesttravel.com, and it is certainly a timely This Day in Oilers history. Here's Brendan Escott.
Works well as we go back to 1999 when Mike Greer scored his first and I guess only career hat trick, and newly acquired Ethan Morrow picked up three assists in his first game as an Oiler. 4-3 win against the Canucks at Northlands Coliseum. The team also acquired Tommy Salo from the Islanders that day in exchange for Mats Lindgren in an eighth round pick.
There you go. All right, we're going to have the game tonight. It's a 7:30 puck drop, 6 o'clock face-off show with Reed Wilkins and Rob Brown and Cam Moon and Jack Michaels and Brendan Escott and myself. Louie and Jack will have the TV call in NHL Hockey and Rogers with Gene Principe. It'll be John Shannon and me during the intermissions. Tomorrow's show is fluid. We might be doing a switch here. So we'll keep you abreast on that front. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Randy Kilburn, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3 today, and then Chelsea on Chid with Chelsea Bird from 3 to 6. I will rejoin you 6:05 from Studio 99. So long, everybody.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.